I know it's been an emotional day around here. Yesterday was very hard. It's probably going to be an emotional weekend for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
But also remember all the happy stuff.
Well, you know, that's a lot of what I'm seeing now. Yesterday was a day of just trying to put... It was impossible to put all the pieces together.
Right.
For me, it was a day of slipping in and out of what is reality and what is a nightmare, and then realizing that it was both one and the same yesterday. Talking about, obviously, the loss of Kylie Rae Harris involved in that car accident in Taos, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing I want to mention is, as much as we're all, just emotional and heartbroken over the loss of Kylie Rae Harris, somebody we were very familiar with.
Right.
You know, and really, you know, as this scene goes, we all do feel like, and rightly so, we're all one big family.
Mm-hmm.
I often reference that the line between the stage and the audience is very thin, if it exists at
right.
all.
Absolutely.
You know, but at the same time, and a lot of folks have done this very same thing. There was a 16-year-old young lady, high school, mm-hmm. a young lady that was killed in this car accident as well. And so obviously take time to lift her up and her
Absolutely.
Family and friends, because they're experiencing this tragedy from a completely different angle
mm-hmm.
Yesterday and today. And we'll continue to do that. So, but that's what I'm hearing a lot of, is that a lot of people have, now that they've kind of inhaled and then exhaled a little bit and it's set in, not that the somber tone has disappeared, but it's more of a tone of like, let's do what Kylie Rae would want us to do. And that's sing,
mm-hmm.
that's dance, that's smile,
yeah.
that's lean in and love on one another. There's enough in this old world that's got us attacking each other way too often. And it's unfortunate that it takes a circumstance like this for us to kind of all hit that reset button and realize, you know what? Let's just love for a little bit.
Absolutely.
And you know, not make it the last memory you have of someone that you had attacked them on a social network or was just straight out mean. So this is a weekend to dance, sing, smile, and love. And there'll be some more tears obviously shed
mm-hmm.
throughout these times, and certainly next week as the memorial services begin to take yep. place for Kylie Rae Harris and for that young lady out in Taos, New Mexico. But my memory would have been the last time that I got to see Kylie Rae perform. And that
for a lot of us it was.
And that was at Pickin' for Preemies, Sunday, August 25th. She was, for years.
She brought the whole girl crew out there.
And you know what? For so many years, if not all of them, she was always a part of that benefit. So it's her that helped write that check for over $500,000 right alongside everybody else. But yeah, so... she brought her girl crew out, the Grit Girls, girls raised in Texas, Adrian Johnston, Sarah Hobbs, Bree Bagwell, Courtney Patton, Caitlin Butts, and Kylie Rae Harris.
There was a lot of them out there.
Yeah, William Clark Green tried to throw in because he's got
the long hair.
He said, because I've got long hair, can I sing? And Caitlin said no. Josh
She's
Ward gave up his seat, you know.
Yeah.
Bill Dodd gave up his seat
yeah.
and then said all the hairy legs have returned. Yesterday, because we broadcast the entire Pickin' for Preemies on the Texas Red Dirt Roads YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We took that piece yesterday and made that our tribute to Kylie Rae Harris. So if you'd like to see just that piece of the show and how it all went down and how, you know, it unfortunately revealed itself to be the last time that I got to see Kylie Rae Harris perform,
mm-hmm.
You can do so right now. Just we'll share that link.
Yep. It's on our Facebooks.
Is it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's all around the social network. So figured we could leave you with that one. That cool?
Absolutely.
Well, God bless you. God bless our troops and first responders. God bless the families involved in this tragedy and all of us that are suffering and heartbroken over the loss of our friend Kylie Rae Harris. And God bless our great state of Texas.
Always do it with a smile.
See you down the road.
wishing I was drunk enough that I thought you were the one. We kissed in front of strangers like we just didn't care, cause we just didn't care. Should have seen it coming, cause my daddy always told me that love ain't